Welcome to 5 Minutes Alone, the weekly podcast of the Bering Drive Church of Christ. I'm your host, Jeff Christian, preacher at Bering. We would love to see you in person if you're in Houston this Sunday. You can always go to beringfamily.org for more information on our church. Follow us on Twitter at Bering Drive and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/beringfamily.org. This is episode 2.12, Sidewalk Opportunities. And by the way, as we get started, I will let you know, O faithful listener, that I have a cold. So if my attempt at a radio voice sounds like I have a stopped-up nose, it's because I have a stopped-up nose. So don't worry, it's not your computer or your phone. Okay, now down to business. Last week, the day after I preached a sermon about walking wise and making the most of every opportunity, I let an opportunity pass me by that's been haunting me ever since. On the way to pick up my daughter from school, I stopped at a McDonald's to get a soft drink, since you can get a bucket of soda for a dollar. On my way inside, I looked across the parking lot to an REI, you know, the camping and outdoor store, and thought, oh, I need a new air mattress. But while I was staring over toward the store, I caught some motion just below my sight line. I looked down and saw someone waving at me who was sitting on the sidewalk all alone, leaning against the brick wall. She probably thought I was staring at her, since my sunglasses obscured my eyes, so I told her, oh, hi, I was looking across to that store, and pointed at the REI. I then walked inside, got my drink, and left. And it's still tearing me up inside. The person sitting on the sidewalk was a transgender individual in a red dress and a blonde wig. Her dark skin was punctuated by bright pink lipstick. She smiled, waved, and I responded, but was so distracted by camping gear and caffeine that it never occurred to me to go sit down beside her and tell her that God loves her deeply, even as she sat alone on the streets, undoubtedly rejected by all kinds of people. And some church people would object, well, what if she was a prostitute, or what if she was a con artist? But the echoes of Jesus, I think, would answer those objections with, so, what if she was? She needs the gospel story the same as the rest of us, right? You see, the world I grew up in made fun of people like her. In many ways, it still does. It has taken me a long time to think of people in terms of people, instead of labels and markers of distinction. And frankly, I'm not there yet. Because if I actually practiced all this walking and acceptance and healing stuff I talk about so boldly, the first thing that should have happened last Monday was a conversation with a stranger on a sidewalk next to a McDonald's. One of many sidewalk opportunities. And I'll just tell you, I don't have some hidden agenda with this podcast, or an axe to grind, or anything to prove, or some clandestine evangelism program. But one of the things that has convicted me time and again during this second season is that all churches like to think of ourselves as welcoming. And that's pretty easy to do if you live in a neighborhood where everyone looks exactly like you. But when you start encountering people who do not look like you and who don't think about God in uniform ways, it becomes a challenge to engage these sidewalk opportunities with an open mind. Now, I don't claim to have all the answers on all the issues and topics people like to debate at church. And just to keep getting it on the table, I've lost my taste for a lot of those discussions. Because while we spend our time as churches sitting around our conference rooms talking about issues, people are sitting on the sidewalks at McDonald's wondering whether God has written them off. And if we take Jesus seriously, like we say we do, we have to remember that he never shied away from talking to anyone, especially the people who the religious folks around conference tables decided to conveniently ignore.